don't know how many rabbis listen to my podcast, but I have a suggestion for a sermon that I think every rabbi needs to give. And if you're not a rabbi, that's okay. You can still listen. The sermon focuses on the biblical legend in which God commands Abraham, the mythic father of the Jewish people, to sacrifice his son, Isaac. In the tale, Abraham complies with God's command and gathers the necessary tools, including the knife, and journeys with his son Isaac to the appointed location. Abraham binds up his son, places him upon the altar to be sacrificed, and prepares to kill him as commanded. It's only at the last possible moment that Abraham's hand is stopped from thrusting the knife into his son by some divine, unforeseen force. While the story is associated with the Jewish New Year, it's also read during the annual cycle of reading the Torah, and thus many congregations will be reading that tale shortly. Clearly, this is one of the most disturbing stories in biblical literature. Most rabbis feel it necessary to make this story appear to make some sense and to have some positive message, something that would make us proud that Abraham is the mythic father of the Jewish people. So they have to turn the myth on its head. And so it becomes about the end of human sacrifice, or that Abraham knew that God really wouldn't let him go through with it, belying the fact that the story says it's supposed to be a test. But the plain, unadulterated reading of the story reveals a God who is willing to tell a father to kill his son, and a father so blinded by his belief that he was willing to commit one of life's truly horrific crimes, to murder one's own son in the name of God. Rabbis everywhere and religious leaders of all traditions should declare that such blind obedience, such blind belief is wrong. It's wrong in the mythic tale, but more importantly, such blind belief is wrong in our own age. Those who claim that they know God's will and God's desires and are willing to act on them without question are dangerous. Such people use God to justify their actions, never taking responsibility for their own actions or their own decisions. Rather than holding up blind obedience as exceedingly religious and thus something to aspire to, rabbis and clergy of every stripe should say without equivocation that blind obedience is bad. It is dangerous, and taking personal responsibilities for one's actions based upon a morality grounded in the human experience, that is to be celebrated. Rather than being proud of the Abraham who was willing to sacrifice his own son at God's command, I'm proud of the Abraham who was willing to argue with God in the legend of Sodom and Gomorrah when Abraham challenged God's judgment and questions God's morality. It is this Abraham who I'm proud to accept as the mythic father of the Jewish people. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.